email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we've live music today from singer, actor and TV presenter Flo McSweeney.
Hi, Ray.
How are you doing, Flo? You're going to be special guest vocalist with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra at Dublin's Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in April.
I am. I'm very excited.
And the Riddle Orchestra is going to be conducted by Nelson Riddle's son, Christopher.
Christopher Riddle, who is probably the last surviving member of the original Nelson Riddle Orchestra. He played in his father's orchestra.
Will you tell people about the Nelson Riddle Orchestra?
Well, I mean, Nelson Riddle is probably responsible for the resurgence of Frank Sinatra's career in the 50s. His career was kind of on the wane. And then he just had this massive success again with Nelson Riddle as his arranger. They went on tour together. And then Stephen Triffitt will be doing the arrangements of Frank Sinatra in Bord Gáis. And Stephen is probably considered to be the world's best Sinatra impersonator, even looks like him. And then Tom Cole Jr. is the MC on the night and will be doing some of Nat King Cole's songs.
Right.
And I will be doing the arrangements of Linda Ronstadt that Nelson Riddle wrote.
And he worked with all these great people.
And he worked with Ella Fitzgerald.
And was Christopher in this, Christopher who'll be conducting now?
Yes.
Nelson's son. He was in the orchestra.
He was in the orchestra at one point with Frank Sinatra Jr. So it's extraordinary. And these arrangements are so precious because they're not digitized. They are the original. I'm singing the songs in Linda Ronstadt's original keys.
Yeah.
And she was 36 when she recorded three albums with Nelson Riddle. I'm not 36 or anywhere approaching it. So it's, and we're going to have a huge orchestra on stage. I mean, it's so exciting, you know, really is exciting.
We've another orchestra show coming up. I must tell people about that actually in 2 weeks' time. But we did one before Christmas. And the thing that struck me, because we had six singers in,
yeah,
it's nerve-wracking enough.
Oh, it is.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's also, you know, if people think that you've got weeks of rehearsal. You don't have weeks of rehearsal. You've days. So you have to, everyone has to be on their game.
Yes.
But I love those kind of challenges and I'm excited about it. You know, it's...
Because, this is one way of saying it.
Yeah.
You're like another instrument in a way. Aren't you? Your voice is. You know, so you have to, you know, there's a score there. You have to stick to it.
And you have to follow the conductor.
Yes.
You know, but I mean, I probably have, the singers in some ways have the easiest jobs because we've all been given backing tracks and how I rehearse is in the car. I don't sing at home. I don't sing any of these songs at home, but when I'm in the car, I stick it on and I'm belting it out at the top of my voice. That's how I learn the arrangements. So the arrangements now are pretty kind of stuck in my head.
Right.
But on the day, you have to follow. It's all about feel.
So you're stopped at traffic lights then and you're belting it out there.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Sometimes with the windows down.
That's what, you know, people are getting a free Flo McSweeney concert there.
A free gig,
yeah.
But so it is, and I love singing. There's nothing more amazing than singing with like big orchestras. I've sung with Bill Whelan and orchestras in St. Patrick's Cathedral, but it's been a couple of years, so this for me is, you know. And these
it's a bit of what like Terry Wogan was saying there. It's the same with you. You know, he's found something that he loves and that's his career.
So you
had one real job in your life and that was during COVID.
That's right. I worked in my early 20s, I worked as a hairdresser receptionist.
Did you? Right, okay.
And then during COVID, sort of when retail opened, I worked in a jeweller's for a year and a half. And I really enjoyed it and it was great fun. And then it sort of became kind of a little bit more steady and then the gigs started happening again and I said, okay, it's time to, you know, say goodbye to that. But
isn't it great to have the music?
Oh my God, it's like I live for it. And as I've gotten older, for me, I sort of came back to music in my 50s. And I think I was very distracted in my 20s and 30s. And I said yes to so many different things.
Whereas television now, and
all of that. And now it is just one thing.
Did you release your first album in 2019?
Yeah, I did in 20.
That was your first album?
My first album. And I've sung in the 80s and 90s. I sang on so many people.
Because you were fronting Moving Hearts.
I fronted Moving Hearts. I think I did a couple of singles. I did a couple of solo singles.
Right.
And then I worked a lot with Bill Whelan in the 80s on other people's albums. I worked as a session singer in London.
Were you on the Commitments album?
No, not on the album. But I did do one of the tours.
So
I released my first album. I started recording it 2 weeks after my mother's death, and the title track, Picture in a Frame, is written as a Tom Waits song, and I sang it at her funeral.
Right.
So then it became my funeral song. I sing it at all funerals, bar mitzvahs, communions. You call my agent, which is me.
So have you? You have. You have sung it at funerals?
I have. Oh, yeah, yeah. I have. Yeah, absolutely. I sang it recently at a friend's mother's funeral, and picture in a frame. And a group of friends were driving to Kilkenny for the funeral, and someone said, "Is Flo singing at this?" And one of my friends, I won't name him, he'd be mortified. He said, "Yeah, yeah, she's singing. What's she singing?" I think it's Message in a Bottle.
So picture in a frame, right?
It became Message in a Bottle.
Just remind us of the, because I'm not familiar, I'm not overly familiar with it.
Yeah.
So it's obviously suitable.
I mean, it is a love song, but what I loved about it, I suppose, was because, you know, we in the old days, we'd put photographs in frames. People don't now.
Yeah.
So it's all about loving someone ever since I put your picture in a frame.
Right.
That's when you were important to me.
Do you want to play it at your funeral?
No, I want something fabulous like Mick Flannery's F Off World. I'm going in the woods with a stick.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd be cremated? This is great.
Oh, I will be, definitely. Question. Yeah.
Because my dad was cremated, and my mum said to me the day before, she says, "We need a piece of music," because there's that moment. So you have all the eulogies and all that sort of thing, and there's then that moment where the coffin goes behind the curtain or whatever. And they always need a piece of music for that.
Yeah.
Well, that's the most difficult thing I've had to do. Because I choose music all the time to play on the radio and all that.
Yeah. Oh, it's so
hard.
The
responsibility of choosing that piece
of
music.
Well, for my father's cremation, we played As the Curtain Was Closing, "Down in the West Texas Town of Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl."
Yeah, right, yeah.
And everyone thought it was really weird, but we thought it was great because it was the song he sang when he had a few scoops.
Yeah. And that captured him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a difficult one. I'm sure because people, they don't know. I'm sure they could do with advice. It's because at that time, I know, like, and you've been there at times, and the family is grief stricken.
Yeah.
And then, the person from the crematorium or the undertaker says, "And we need a piece of music."
Yeah.
And you go, "What? We need..."
Yeah, I know, it is a hard one to pick. Yeah. I mean, I think when I go, it will be something orchestral, probably by Nelson Riddle.
Right.
Get the plug in.
Yes, I'm going to tell them more.
Yes.
You get up and get into position
ready.
There. Yeah.
Yes,
so it's Flo with various other singers with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra at Dublin's Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, 28th of April. It's a Sunday night, 28th of April. And then you're in Fleet Street, Medley Fleet Street event venue in Dublin. And that's the 8th of May.
That'll be with Drajan Derek, who's playing guitar with me.
Yes. How are you, Drajan?
Very well, thanks, mate.
Drajan, Drazen.
That's it.
And you're originally from?
Croatia.
And you were in the, what was the name of
The New Cafe Orchestra.
The New Cafe Orchestra, right, okay.
It's coming.
Oh, it's coming. The New Cafe Orchestra, right. So, Flo and Drajan, what are you going to sing? Linda Ronstadt,
we're going to sing Nelson Riddle's arrangement of I Love You for Sentimental Reasons.
When you're ready.
I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you can believe in me. I'll give you my heart. I love you, and you alone were meant for me. Please give your loving heart to me and say we'll never part. I think of you every morning, dream of you every night. Darling, I'm never lonely whenever you're inside. Sentimental reasons. I hope you can believe me. I'll give you my heart.
Yeah, I feel like I'm sort of in a low-lit basement somewhere.
Yeah, that's the vibe. That's it won't be quite so low-lit basementy when there's huge orchestras
yeah,
on stage.
Yeah, that would be great, yeah. So the Borgosh Energy Theatre, Sunday 28th of April 2024, Nelson Riddle Orchestra, Flo McSweeney and others. How's Barry?
Barry is great. He's in great form, tipping away.
Are you all yours left?
Oh, then? My goodness, yeah. My son is 27. He's in Australia.
Right.
And my daughter is 22 and she's at home.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Right. Well, say hello to Barry first.
I will, of course.
Dryden, thanks so much. That sounded amazing. Thanks so much, Flo.
Thank you, Ray. Thank
that's
you.
It from us. Cormac's on the way in Drive Time. We are back tomorrow. Good Friday at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.